In the Footsteps of the Hermit with Larry Torres, the hermit prepares to hear the kid's confession. The hermit was still trudging through the snow when a young man on horseback rode slowly and cautiously up to him. He was mounted on a cream-colored mare and leading a dappled gelding by the reins. He was still a young man in his prime of life, from what Giovanni could tell. He was still somewhat gaunt, and that gave him the appearance of being much older than he really was. "Where to, old man?" he asked Giovanni. The hermit smiled at him widely, but to himself he thought that perhaps to a boy like this one, he might indeed look old. He returned the greeting. "I'm trying to find my way back to northern New Mexico," he said, "but I keep getting turned around." "Well, this blinding snow will do it to you," he continued. "I myself had just come from an area further southwest. The place is called Silver City. I never did like it there much. After my mother Catherine died of tuberculosis, I really had no reason to stay. I never could see eye to eye with my stepfather, Bill Antrim." Giovanni thought that this boy was certainly volunteering a lot of information. He seemed to have an innate need to talk. The hermit just looked up at the boy and noticed that he had a rabbit slung from the back of the saddle. The young man followed his line of gaze. Then he spoke up. "Why do you say we sit down somewhere and roast us up this rabbit?" The hermit had no objection to the proposal, and soon the young man and he had the rabbit skinned and gutted and roasting over an open flame. He sat there quietly and just listened as the boy continued to talk. "Well, I was born in New York City's East Side on November 23rd of 1859. Shortly after my father died and my mama moved us out here, she took me and my brother to Indiana by the time I was six. She met another man there who married her and moved the whole family to Wichita, Kansas, and then to Santa Fe in this territory. By 1873, we were safely installed in Silver City." After he had sliced into the rabbit to see if it was done, he continued his tale. "I still miss my mama, and I rarely find a place with cooking as good as what she used to make. There is one place, though, in the northeastern part of the territory, near a place called Willow Springs, where there's a good woman. She has a family there, and she owns a restaurant. Sometimes, whenever I go there, she likes to feed me, claiming that I ain't got enough meat on my bones. She's a real good lady, that Miss Bonnie. Sometimes whenever some nosy people are chasing after me and asking a lot of questions, I just tell them that my name is William Bonnie, in honor of that lady." Giovanni let the boy talk as he took a part of the roasted rabbit from him. Then the boy asked him a question that left him stunned. Have you ever killed a man?" Giovanni was silent. He merely lowered his eyes. There was a time, oh, so long ago, back in his native Italy, when thoughts like this one racing through his mind caused him great grief. He sensed, though, that at this moment the boy was not really looking to find an answer. He was merely trying to unburden himself from something that was nagging at him. "I've killed my share of men," he said quietly, staring at the open fire. "I've been arrested for theft, and I've escaped from jail. I've rustled a few horses." "It sounds like you need confession," said Giovanni to the young man. "If you'd like, I can hear your confession, but that's only if you want me to." The young man put down the rabbit carcass that he had been gnawing on and looked down. He tried to clear his throat, then weakly he said, "My name is Henry McCarty, but you can call me what my friends call me." "And just what do they call you?" asked the hermit.
"I'm known as Billy the Kid," he said.
You have been walking in the footsteps of the hermit with Larry Torres. Adios.